It's time now for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI. The Wildcats is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Mount Vernon M Club, Bud's Hardware, Half Moon Saloon, the Posey County Co-op, DiMaggio's Pizza, Shepherd Services, and Infinity Molding. And now to the court with Chris Cook and Alan Buck on 106.7 WMVI.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We are live from the 43rd annual Carmine White County Invitational, where your Mount Vernon Wildcats are set to take on the host, Carmine White County Bulldogs. Alan Buck, say hello to everybody this evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And this tournament is full of big leads that disappear before your very eyes. The game before us, Evansville Day School opened up a 19-point advantage over Harrisburg and ended up losing by 6, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And last night, Mount Vernon, or excuse me, not last night, Tuesday, Mount Vernon opened a 19-point lead against Day School, and it shrunk to 2 before Mount Vernon was able to regain control. And won it by, what was, I don't remember the score last night. I've got the papers here, but they're kind of buried in all the other stuff.
You would put me on the spot like that.
Sorry about that. Well, you know what? I can tell you the score. And it was 79 to 69, yes.
Yeah, it was a 10-point lead.
Yeah, it's 10 points. So, we had to really suck it up. After, if you see a 19-point lead shrink to 2, that as a player, you get tight. You're afraid to make a mistake rather than going out trying to make a positive play. And it's just very difficult mentally. And fortunately, we were able to come back from it. Now, the one thing it looks to me, I mean, we've got a 6-man rotation, basically. And you kind of wonder, this many games in a week, Are the legs going to be dead by the end of the game? The other side of that, though, is a game's 32 minutes long. Practices are a lot longer than that.
Absolutely. I was just going to go there, Alan Buck, with that good point. But, you know, anytime you play in a tournament against the host, you can throw the records out the window. Carmine White County, undefeated, I believe, in the Black Diamond Conference. I think they're in the East Division. And 14-4 overall. You know, Mount Vernon trying to battle back to 500 here in this tournament to defend their, you know, title from last season. But they've got a big task in store up against this host tonight in Carmine White County.
Yeah, we're going to be giving up the height. They've got a 6'6" Bryce Connor, and they've got another 6'4" player in warm-ups. Bryce Connor was just jumping up and dropping the ball gently into the rim. He could have thrown it down much more forcefully. My guess would be that's going to be a job for Brady Schickel, just to put a body on him and not let him operate down on the blocks. I just saw him swish one from the volleyball line, so that's not real encouraging. But he just hit another 3-pointer. This kid looks like a real player.
But I tell you, they're shooting in their home gym. They've probably been shooting here since they were little kids, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So they've got the home advantage to that line tonight. But, you know, you can throw that out the window. If Nico and Clowers get hot early, there's an opportunity there for Mount Vernon to pick their shots. If they can limit those unforced errors that you and I talk about often, mm-hmm. and limit that and kind of control the clock a little bit, not be as reliant upon that 3-point shot, but battle for those two balls and kind of run a little clock when you're on the road like this in a hostile environment, it's a good opportunity, you know, to use a little, I call it football 101, but translate it to basketball 101. Because if you can control the possessions, control the clock, limit your turnovers, that's the key to victory regardless of what sport you're playing, Al Buck.
You're exactly right. And the other thing when you're talking about moving the ball and getting some two-point opportunities and all, we need to employ the pass and cut offense, not pass and stand. In the past, from time to time, you tend to do that. We tend to pass and stand. We also need to go meet the pass. It seems like the ball we've seen this week, and we haven't seen all of the teams, but a lot of guys like to jump passing routes and go the length of the court. So we're going to need to come meet the pass. Don't stand there and wait for the ball. And like you said, just take care of it. We had numerous unforced errors the other night, the game before us. We saw, you know, guys not knowing where the basketball is, and a player getting trapped on a press goes to pass it to a teammate. Well, it's the back of the teammate instead of the front of him because the teammate's running away and not looking for the ball, and that's just as fundamental as there is anything in basketball.
Well, I tell you, we're at the McDougal Evers Gymnasium here, home of the Carmine White County Bulldogs in this 43rd annual Carmine White County Invitational. Mount Vernon sent the tip-off against the host Bulldogs tonight. I want to thank those of you listening tonight online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Of course, everybody over the air at 106.7 FM WMBI. Alan Bug, buckle up. It's time for the starting lineups here, and I believe you have the starters for the Mount Vernon Wildcats.
I sure do. We're going to have... And the Wildcats are going to be the visitors on the scoreboard. You're going to see, number one, Nico Burnett. Probably list him as a guard. He's going to be about 6'1", about, 185?
Yeah.
Number 11, Brady Schickel, a freshman at 6'2", and about 180. Number 15, Logan Dukiewicz. He's 6'3", I'd say about 165. Nash Hostetter, number 22. He's a freshman, 5'9". By the way, Dukiewicz is a junior. Nico's a junior. I'm sure everybody knows that anyway. Nash Hostetter's a freshman, about 5'9". And I'm going to give him about 170 pounds. He's fairly stocky. And number 23, Jackson Clowers. He's a junior, 6'2", probably 170 as well. And he had some very acrobatic shots Tuesday night. Hard to describe. And I'm sure, you know, Chris has the tough part trying to describe what he did in fast motion, and it was not easy. But the one thing that he does in his contortionist act, he always uses the glass, and that's fundamental again, and he gets a lot of baskets like that.
And, of course, the head coach again, Alan Black?
Mr. Joseph Newcomb from Pekin, Eastern Pekin.
And I tell you, I'm not like Alan. I'm not trying out for a county fair job, so I'm not going to guess his weights for the Carmine White County Bulldogs. But I have the starters for the Bulldogs of Carmine White County. Number 2, Gavin Holloman. He's a 6-foot sophomore. Number 5, Mitchell Edwards. He's a 6'6 sophomore. Number 11, Bryce Connor. He's a 6'4 senior. Number 12, Tyler Gomat. He's a 6'2 senior. And to round out the starting five, number 14, Landon Driscoll. He's a 6'3 junior. Of course, their head coach is Kevin Wolf, and that's the Carmine White County Bulldogs. As you hear the Alan Parsons Project in the background here, Alan Buck, it's a very Bulls 1993 feel here.
Yeah,
with the entrance.
It really is. It really is. They tell you, it is getting, the gym is very noisy tonight. I commented that Tuesday night the gym wasn't as full as I remembered it in previous years. But you pointed out that tonight we're playing the host team, and they've got, you know, there are four teams playing each night, so the gym is really cut into fourths. They've got half of it.
Yeah.
And we've got a fourth. So
still a good crowd here on hand from Mount Vernon. Made the trek up 45 minutes to Carmine to take on the Carmine White County Bulldogs. Nico Burnett.
That's 45 minutes from Evansville.
Oh, yeah.
30 minutes for them.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. I miscalculated there, but Nico Burnett set the tip off. Mount Vernon will be going left to right on your dial. They're going to put 8 minutes on the scoreboard.
And the coat is on. Typical. Beginning of the game.
Coat watch.
Coat watch has already begun, yes.
Well, I tell you, the cheerleaders are doing their little routine, and the players are kind of milling about there. So
yeah, they're not done. They've got a mat partially on the court. Nico finally walked out of the center circle. He was surrounded by cheerleaders. I don't know why that bothers a teenage boy, but I thought he would be enjoying himself. But okay, they are done. Both teams are taken to the floor. And
it looks like it's going to be Bryce Connor set to tip off against Nico. Connor, 6'4". For the Bulldogs, Nico giving up probably a good 6 or 7 inches there. Let's see.
Yeah, they list Bryce Connor just at 6'4". He looks taller than that.
And Connor gets a tip. Tips it over to Edwards. Edwards hands it to Driscoll. Driscoll over to Gomat. Gomat's going to take it across. They set up for the first time tonight. Gomat in the corner. They go down low to Connor. Connor with a two ball. And just like that, it's 2-0 Carmine White County over Mount Vernon. Nico takes it across the timeline, sets up to Schickel. Schickel top the key over to Hostetter. Hostetter on the left wing. Back over to
Clowers thought about
it. Yeah, Clowers. Nico now drives in, pulls it up from 14 foot. In and out, no good. Gets his own rebound. Drives back in, kicks it out to Schickel. Schickel over to Hostetter. Down to Clowers from 10 foot. Can't get it to fall. It's rebounded by number 5. That's Mitchell Edwards. And just like that, it's Carmine White County ball. They have the lead 2-0 here with 7:08 to go in the first.
Both teams playing man-to-man defense to start off.
Connor gets it over to Holman. They go down low to the big man, number 11. That's Connor. Connor gets another two ball, so that's 4 points for him, and it's 4 points on the board for Carmine White County here with 6:50 to go.
Yeah, Nico got picked off by a screen, and once Connor gets it down there on the block, he's too close to the basket to stop him.
Nico tries to go down low. Finds Clowers. Clowers drives into the paint, slips, gets it to Dukowicz for three, and he nails it. So it's 4-3 with 6.5 to go here in the first. A one-point Bulldog lead over your Mount Vernon Wildcats. Number 2, Holman, brings it up. Crosses the timeline, going right to left. Sets up the Bulldog offense, looks for Gomat. Gomat over to 14, that's Driscoll. And he throws it out of bounds, but it went off of Schickel, I believe.
Yeah, Brady Schickel's got busy hands out there. Got in there and tried to pick him, but knocked it out of bounds. That's okay, we'll take that.
Driscoll set to inbounds here for Carmine. They work it in to number 12, that's Gomat. Gomat through the triple team finds a wide open Holloman for two. Yeah. It's 6-3, Carmine White County.
I don't know who was guarding Holloman, but he lost. Holloman just lost him and wound up with a wide open one on nobody.
Hostetter takes it up, gives it to Nico. Nico kicks it over to Hostetter on the right wing, and that's a foul.
That's going to be, yeah. There was a screen there, an elevator screen for Dukowicz to shoot a top of the key jumper, and I believe that's number 12.
Gomat.
Yeah, just bulled his way through Jackson Clowers.
Snaps it with 5:52 to go in the first. It's a 6-3 Carmine White County lead. Mount Vernon with the ball. Going left and right. Nico top the key. Drives into the paint. Stops at the free throw line. Throws it up. Can't get it to fall. It's rebounded by number 12. That's Tyler Gomat. You can hear the fans give it to Nico. A little bit of air in that ball. Gomat is going to take a three.
Wow. That arched so high, I didn't dream it was going to go in.
9-3, Carmine White County with 5:24 to go here in the first. Nico looks to coach, gets some guidance. Now they kick it to Hostetter. Over to Clowers. Clowers to Dukowicz. Dukowicz, Nico, top the key for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by number 12, that's Gomat. Bulldogs on the march. That's Holman's going to take it across, being guarded by Clowers. Kicks it over on the left wing to Connor. Connor dribbles back up top. Finds number 5, Edwards. Edwards, Holman. Holman trying to get a seam. Kicks it back to Gomat. Gomat being guarded by Dukowicz. Hands it off to Driscoll, who drives in. Can't get it to fall. Nico with the rebound. Nico's going to drive up the court. Kicks it over to Dukowicz for three. Dukowicz nails the three ball. Cuts it to a 9-6. Carmine White County lead with 4:36 to go. Number 14, Landon Driscoll, the 6'3 junior, takes it across the timeline. Hands it off to Holman. Holman back over to Connor. They go down low to the big man, that's Driscoll. He banks it in for two, 11-6. Carmine White County with 4:15 to go in the first. Hostetter on the left wing. Finds Nico. Nico Burnett dribbles to the left. Kicks it back to Clowers. Clowers drives into the paint, stops, spins. Gets some separation. Finds Dukowicz. Dukowicz through the traffic. Gets it to Clowers. Now Nico from NBA range. And he nails it. 11-9. It's a two-point Carmine White County lead with 3:49 to go here in the first.
Yeah, it's real important if Mount Vernon gets off the board on three-point shots, if we can keep it close until we really get loosened up, because we just came out looking real stiff.
Yeah, real flat.
Defensively, especially.
Edwards drives into the paint around Schickel.
Yeah, he did a good job there. Brady was walling him up, but the guy got him moving and jumped into him. That's just a smart offensive play.
First foul on Brady Schickel, the first team foul. Snaps it with 3:29, and at the line, number five, Mitchell Edwards. Misses his first charity opportunity. So it's a substitution as Jack Campbell checks in for Nash Hostetter.
I like Coach going to the bench early, and hopefully he'll go off, and that'll keep the team as fresh as possible.
Second opportunity for Edwards. He hits. Makes it a 12-9 ball game. Three-point lead for Carmine White County here with 3:25 to go in the first. Nico crosses the timeline, finds Dukowicz on the right wing. Back to Nico, top of key. Looks for some help from Campbell. Now back to Nico. Nico, he's going to take an NBA jumper, and that's a three ball.
I believe we've got a tie game, don't we?
12 all to score, 3:05 to go here in the opening quarter.
Now, if you're Carmine, you got to be thinking, okay, we got to cover Nico, and we got to cover Dukowicz from three. They don't know we got Jack Campbell on the floor right now, too.
Work it in to number two. That's Holman, who drives in for a two ball, 14-12. Carmine White County with 2:49 to go here, clock running in the first. Nico drives into the paint, kicks it back out to Dukowicz. Dukowicz through the traffic, over to Nico. Nico, D's up, drives in, spins, attacks the basket, draws the foul. Can't get the basket to fall, but I like the aggressiveness by number one Nico Burnett there, Al.
Absolutely. You know, he hit a couple of deep threes. That's going to pull the defense up a little bit. And Nico just worked his man and drove into the basket. Ended up with a spin move and a left-handed hook. He tried to bank it, just didn't go in.
Nico misses the first free throw.
That's unlike him. He's a very good free throw shooter. That's the first foul on Driscoll. Two on Carmine and one on Mount Vernon at this point.
Second opportunity. This is that one as well. Number 11, Connor with the rebound. Kicks it over to Driscoll. Driscoll's going to take it across, right across the timeline. Being guarded by Campbell. Finds Holman. Holman on the left wing. Being guarded by Clowers. They work it around. They find Driscoll now. Driscoll at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Holman for three. And that's money right there. Yep. 17-12, back up to a five-point lead for Carmine White County with 2:07 to go.
Yeah, Holloman's their point guard, and he's 3-for-3 from the field.
Clowers can't get the shot to fall, rebounded by 14, Driscoll. Driscoll's going to slow the pace down. A minute 55, clock running, and a five-point Carmine White County lead. The Bulldogs with the ball. They work it around to Gomat. Gomat from the free throw line. Can't get it to fall. Number five, Mitchell Edwards with the putback. He gets it to go, 19-12. Allen Buck, a minute 39 to go. Is this a good time for a timeout?
You'd almost think so, but Coach's going to let him play one more possession. I bet if they score, he might call it.
Clowers drives in.
A lot of contact, and they're going to call travel on Clowers. And this is going to bring a timeout for Coach Newcomb.
We're going to keep it here. Minute 28 to go here in the first. It's a 19-12. Carmine White County lead. They lead by 7. Allen, walk me through the 30-second timeout here, what Coach is probably drawing up down there.
He's going to have to draw up something offensively to get better shots. I'd have to say, a little bit lucky. We're hitting some three-pointers, and that's kept us in the game. But we're just not getting any good open looks, without an individual move. We need team play to get those open looks inside instead of, like, Nico had a beautiful move a couple trips ago. Jackson had a good one this time, although the officials didn't think so. But I don't think – the other thing, defensively, we're getting picked once in a while, and we can't do that. We've got to talk a little bit more so we know where the pick is and we can go around it. The coat is off, folks. We're still in the first quarter, and the coat is off.
That's good information, Alan. Good information. Spot on there. Carmine White County with the ball. That's Connor. They work it over to number two, Holman. In the corner to number 11, Connor. They find Gomat to Driscoll. They try to go down low to Holman. Nico jumped the route, but they kept possession. There's a missed shot. Schickel fights for it in there with number five, Edwards. And there's finally a foul.
Yeah, Edwards missed a shot, got his own rebound, and somebody fouled him. Who took the first shot for Carmine? I missed that one.
I believe it was Edwards. So that's going to go on Nico. It's a second team foul for Mount Vernon. caught by White County on the inbounds to Edwards. Mitchell Edwards kicks it over to Holman. Holman being guarded by Clowers. They work it here with 48 seconds to go in the half and a 7-point Bulldog lead, 19-12 over Mount Vernon. Working around. They're just trying to run a little clock here, Alan, as they work their poison. They're trying to get it down to Connor. And that's Holt or Gomat with a two ball.
Tyson would give a goal. Like you said, they got it down to Connor, but Gomat made the cut, and Connor let him just hand it off to him.
Dukowitz with the ball, gives it to Clowers. Clowers drives in, looks for some help from Campbell. They get it over to Schickel, to Dukowitz. Nico now looks up. There's 10 on the clock. He's going to have to move.
Yeah. He'll keep it himself, I would imagine.
Five seconds to go. Nico's going to drive in. Banks it in for two. 19-14 at the end of one. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI.
Are you looking for a new job? One close to home? One with great benefits? One where you can contribute to the team? One where your boss understands the importance of a work-life balance? Then you need to check out Infinity Molding and Assembly in Mount Vernon. Since 1982, Infinity Molding and Assembly has produced products for world-class customers in the automotive, industrial, and medical fields. Things you touch every day. Whether you're looking for a place to use your skill set or a place to learn new skills, Infinity Molding and Assembly is the place you have been looking for. Some of the benefits include excellent medical and dental insurance, a flexible spending account, a wellness plan with a nurse and fitness specialist available on site, a 401k plan which you are fully vested upon enrollment at 6 months of employment, generous time off to include up to 3 weeks in your first year of employment, plus paid holidays. Fun company-wide events including cookouts, a luau, a holiday party, and other activities, and even a paid tuition program. If you want to take your career to the next level, contact Infinity Molding and Assembly online at infinity-mai.com or call 812-831-5114. Infinity Molding and Assembly. Join the family today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. The 43rd Annual Carmine White County Invitational. Start of the second. Jack Campbell for three. Off the mark. No good. It remains 21-14. Carmine White County over your Mount Vernon Wildcats. Number two, Gavin Holloman gets it over to number five. That's Mitchell Edwards.
Nice
go
job.
Down low. Clowers jumps her out and steals it.
Yeah, Clowers just saw that from the other side of the lane and just cut over and took it. Jack Campbell
for three.
Draws it.
21-17 with 7.5 to go in the second.
Now, here's a good sign. Campbell hit the rim that time. He normally doesn't, so he'll fine-tune the next trip.
There's a misdirection pass that went awry, intended for Gomat.
Another unforced error. He airmailed him, and the defense wasn't that tight on him.
So the Mount Vernon ball, Hostetter's going to take it up with 7:11 to go, down by four on the Wildcats, 21-17. Nico over to Hostetter, top. Hostetter, Campbell. Campbell along the baseline, looks for some help. Ball stolen. Dribbles in, attacks the basket, kicks it over to Hostetter, over to Schickel. Schickel looks for some help. Finds Campbell. Over to Nico, back up top.
Oh,
Nico's going to drive in, attacks the basket.
Beautifully.
To go.
Oh, man, I thought he was getting that down.
Yeah, rebounded by Connor. Connor with the ball. Kicks it over to number 12. That's Gomat.
He's a lefty. We don't have any left-handers on our team at all. And so he's giving us a little trouble.
Number 21, that's Trey Dixon in. Getting a little touch of the ball. Over to Holloman. They work it around. Number 11, Connor. Gomat, top the key, dribbles into the paint.
Oh, wow.
How do you put your knee up on Flowers and have that? That is a foul against Flowers, but Alan, that looked like a charge to me.
Yeah.
Kind of walk me through that.
We're in Carmine White County.
Wow.
It does. Yeah, the basket does count.
Boy. You could hear the Mount Vernon faithful here did not like that call. 23-17, number 12, Tyler Gomat at the line to kind of close out the three-point play at the old-fashioned way.
I'm sorry. I'm not giving you much support on that. I'm just speechless. That was just awful call.
He misses it. Rebounded by Clowers. Clowers over to Nico. 23-17. 6-point lead for the Bulldogs. Wildcats with the ball. Nash Hostetter on the right wing. Dribbles up towards the free throw line. Kicks it over to Clowers. Clowers to Nico. Nico for three from way downtown. Off the mark. No good. And they're fighting for it. It'll be Carmine White County ball as it goes out of bounds off a Mount Vernon player with 5:52 to go in the second. Bulldogs.
We've got a 2-2-1 three-quarter court trap press on right now.
They work it over to Driscoll. That's number two, Holloman. 25-17. Carmine White County with 5.5 to go in the second. Nico, left wing for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Carmine White County, and that's going to be a foul against Schickel.
Yeah. Yeah, Schickel got a little too much body in there on that one.
That's the second on Schickel, the 14th foul on Mount Vernon.
Yeah, Edwards was corralling that rebound, and Schickel just got him. He's going to be replaced by Jacob Schwartz, the next dead ball.
Carmine White County with the ball. Works it across. Number 12, Gomat. Goes for 14, Driscoll. And just working around the three-point arc, trying to find a seam in this Wildcat defense. And number 11, that's Connor for three. 28-17. 9-point lead here. 11-point lead,
yeah.
Hostetter. Clowers drives into the paint. Stops at the free throw line. They call the foul there.
Yeah, finally, and that's going to be on Gomat. That's his second.
.448 to go in the half. 28-17. Carmine White County of the Mount Vernon ball. Nico Burnett set the inbound. Gets it into Clowers. Over to Campbell now. Hostetter touches it. Gets it to Clowers. Clowers from about 12 foot away. Banks it in for two.
That was a left-handed hook. Back. 28, jump hook.
Yeah, 28-19 with 4:32 to go in the half. Carmi fights through the press, loses it. Nico gets it to Clowers on the breakaway. Clowers, oh, that's goaltending. But it wasn't called. Hostetter with the putback. And I tell you, Alan, that was goaltending right there. They didn't call it. 28-21 with 4:21 to go in the half. It'll be Carmine White County ball coming out of the timeout. They're letting them play down there.
Yeah, they are, and it's just a little bit peculiar style of calls. I don't know.
You want consistency.
Yeah.
And I'm just not seeing consistency here.
No.
Definitely, I mean, you can't
not.
Pay me to do what the officials do, but there's got to be calls at both ends.
Mm-hmm.
Because that goaltending was obvious. The foul down here to Clowers that was not called. The charge that wasn't called that turned into a three-point play the other way. That stuff starts to add up when you're on the road, and we're taking on the Carmine White County host tonight in a very hostile environment here in this tournament game. 28-21, 4:13 to go in the half. Bulldogs with the lead in the ball up by seven. They work it down to number 21, Dixon. That's a travel there by number 14, but they didn't call it. Driscoll with a two ball. 30-21.
You can probably hear the fans in the background, folks. When something gets really nuts, they kind of let the referees hear
Flowers
about it.
Banks it in for another two. 30-23.
That reverse spin to his left side and still was able to square up and use the glass to put it in. Got good spacing that way.
Bulldogs, they're going to pop a three. That's number 14. Driscoll, no good. Rebounded by number 5. Mitchell Edwards, he can't get it to go. They still maintain possession as Driscoll dribbles in, gets it over to Holloman for three off the mark. Rebounded by Nico. 3:18 to go. 30-23 the score. Mount Vernon down by 7. It's Nico in the corner for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Clowers with the putback. 30-25 with 3:05 to go. Clowers picked up his 6 point there. And he's starting to heat up.
Who missed the initial shot down there?
Nico Burnett.
From three or two?
Three.
Oh, my goodness. There was a nice charge there that put Jacob Schwartz on his back, and it gets called a block.
Yeah.
That wasn't even close.
Wow.
It was even the lowering the shoulder into the sternum kind of a charge.
Connor basing in for two. And they're going to take a timeout. Mount Vernon is. We're going to keep it here. 2:52 to go in the half. 32-25. 7-point lead for Carmine White County.
The referee's saying something to Coach Newcomb, and I'm not sure what it is. It's not a friendly discussion. He might.
Well, I guess they didn't call a timeout.
Yeah. I don't know if he was telling him to stay in the coach's box or what, but it was. They were not agreeing on what to have on the DiMaggio pizza. Let's put it that way.
Miko tapped the key over to Clowers. Clowers is going to drive
that's
into the
Jackson.
Paint. Tens fights through. Can't get it to fall. Schwartz fights for the rebound. But number two, Holloman, comes up with it. And he hands it to Driscoll. Driscoll's going to take it over with 2:28 to go in the half. Up by seven are the Bulldogs, 32-25. They go down low. Dukewitz with the defense. That's a two-ball opportunity by Dixon.
That's going to be on Miko trying to block the shot. Well,
it's his second, team six. And that's going to send Dixon to the line. With 2:16 to go in the half, 32-25. Looking to extend this lead. He misses the first one. All right. They await the second opportunity.
Carmi as a team is 1-for-4 from the free throw line, and Mount Vernon is 0-for-2 from the free throw line. So
Dixon hits the second one. 33-25 to score. 8-point advantage here. Mount Vernon goes left to right. Hostetter takes it across. Gets it to Dukowicz, to Clowers. Working around to Schwartz. Back up to Miko to top the key. Miko, Clowers.
Oh, he thought about a three.
He's going to take it now. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Carmine White County. They find the Holloman. Holloman's going to take it up with a minute 46 to go in the half and an 8-point Bulldog advantage, 33-25. Pressure being applied as Carmine tries to find a seam in this Wildcat defense. They're going to reboot their offense now with number 14, Driscoll.
The reason they had to do that, Mount Vernon went to a 2-3 zone defense, and it confused them. They had to reboot.
It's like rebooting a computer. That's a three ball by Edwards off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Schwartz.
There's some over the back.
Gets it to Clowers. Clowers dribbles in. Finds Dukowicz in the corner to Hostetter for three. Off the mark. No good. Schwartz with the rebound. Kicks it to Dukowicz. Dukowicz, Clowers. Nico in the corner for three. Off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Dukowicz to Hostetter. Hostetter drives in. Lays it up for two. 33-27 with 52 seconds to go in the half. A good offensive possession there by the Mount Vernon Wildcats.
Yeah, it really was. Good sharing of the ball and good attacking of the glass.
Good following your shots, too. The three ball here by Edwards off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Miko. And Miko looked like he was fouled there on the...
That ball, they said, was knocked out of bounds by Carmi. I'm thinking Nico's got a bruise on the back of his hand from that ball getting knocked out. And no, the hand is not part of the ball.
Nico on the inbounds, 33 seconds to go, down by six. 33-27. Again, we have an obstructed view of the scoreboard here from our broadcast location in the 43rd annual Carmi White County Invitational.
Nico's probably going to get that ball back from Jack Campbell down toward 10 seconds.
15. Flowers gets the save, takes it up, gets it to Chickle for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Miko. Miko gets the bounce. 33-29, and they're going to try a desperation shot that goes off the mark. So at the half, it's Carmine White County 33, Mount Vernon 29. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with the halftime show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call. 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Half Moon Saloon in Mount Vernon is the place for great food all day long. Half Moon Saloon takes care of you with daily plate lunch specials, including fried chicken every Wednesday and catfish every Friday. Try the 7 or 14-inch delicious pizzas or the ribeyes and fillets after 4 p.m. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until midnight and Saturday from 10 until 1 a.m. Check out Half Moon Saloon, 231 West 2nd Street in Mount Vernon, or order over the phone, 812-643-0518. For over 40 years, DiMaggio's has been serving the best traditional Italian cuisine, and since 2007, it has been a staple right here in Mount Vernon. Start your DiMaggio's experience with breadsticks, garlic bread, or the always popular chicken wings. Looking to eat healthy? Try one of the many salad options. And nobody has more options for pasta than DiMaggio's. DiMaggio's also has great sandwiches and calzones. And then there's what started it all. The massive selection of pizzas from 7 inches all the way to the extra, extra large 18 inch. Keep an eye on their Facebook page for the pop-up pizza of the month. You can see the menu online at orderdimaggios.com and order by calling 812-838-9850. DiMaggio's Pizza, 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Shepherd Services is a name that you can trust for all of your contracting. Whether you need a quick repair or want to remodel, Shepherd Services has you covered. All the technicians at Shepherd Services bring years of experience to every job. From commercial and residential HVAC to electrical and building upgrades and maintenance, the professionals at Shepherd Services will get the job done, and satisfaction is guaranteed on every project. Visit Shepherd Services online at shepherdservices.com or call 812-838-5604.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, the 43rd annual Carmi White County Invitational in the McDougal Evers Gymnasium here in Carmi. We're at the half. It's the host Bulldogs, 33. Mount Vernon 29, Alan Buck, 4-point lead for Carmi White County. Give us the stats on how we got to this point.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Gavin Holloman, which he's their point guard. He's the one that's running the show out there, but he's got 9 points. And he just missed his last shot of the half. Otherwise, he'd have been perfect from the field. But he's just playing excellent all-around ball game. Mitchell Edwards got 3. Bryce Connors got 9. Tyler Gomat has 7, And Landriscoll's got two, and Trey Dixon's got a free throw. So they're spreading it around a little bit, just as Mount Vernon is. We've got Nico Burnett with 10, Logan Dukowicz with 6, Nash Hostetter with 4, Jackson Clowers with 6, and Jack Campbell with 3. We always talk about cutting the game up into small segments. A couple of times, Carmi threatened to stretch it out. They got it up as high as, was it 9 at one point?
Yeah.
And Mount Vernon, though, finished strong the last couple of minutes of this second quarter to cut it to 4 at the half. And that's a very good sign, because we've gotten lost on defense several times. They've had some good screens, and they share the ball well. Like you said, they've probably been playing this game together since they were 5 years old. They know where each other are going to cut, and they've done a good job finding each other. Mount Vernon, on the other hand, it seems like we're a little bit tight, but we're starting to loosen up. We're starting to find each other a little better. We're starting to quicken our cuts. And we're certainly crashing the offensive boards very well.
I agree.
I'd say coach is going to be talking to him about... I should back up. One of the good things, when we switched to zone defense there late in the half, it confused them. They had to stop and reboot, and they never really did get comfortable on that offensive possession. I can't remember if they scored off of it or not, but they were not passing the ball very well with that zone. But then that's one of those things, once they figure it out, go back to your man-to-man or switch to a different zone. But when you see a team that has difficulty like that making the switch, you continue to change your defenses on them, as long as you don't confuse yourself.
33-29 the score here at the half. Carmi White County with a four-point lead. The host Bulldogs are in the driver's seat, but Alan Buck, you know, we've had our shots, we've had our opportunities. A lot of them just didn't fall there in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like when we come out cold like that, it takes a while that diesel start warming up.
Yep.
And hopefully in the third quarter, you know, the player I want to see get involved on the offensive side of things is Brady Schickle. You know, 0 points for him from a half with all the minutes he's putting in. That's very uncharacteristic of him, and he missed a couple shots. It's, you know, not the norm. If we can get some role players like that to start chiming in, and Nico's got to be, you know, hitting the shots like he has been with 10 points, but, I mean, there's still a lot of opportunity there for Nico and Clowers that they left out there on the court.
Yeah, Nico, he has been on a tear these last week and a half, but in Tuesday night's game, we had 5 players in double digits, so you're talking about role players stepping up and scoring some points. We had Clowers with 25, Burnett with 17, but then you got Jack Campbell, 14, off the bench. Brady Schickle with 11, and Nash Hostetter with 10. All are capable of scoring, and Dukowicz is capable of hitting double digits as well. So everybody's capable of scoring. It's just who's going to step up and contribute those points. And, you know, you don't want to say they're from unexpected source, but when you get some, you know, when you get those guys, I mean, I think 10 points is Hostetter's season high. I think 11, Schickle's had a little bit more than that before. I know 14 is Campbell's season high. So, you know, you get some guys coming out doing those kind of things, and that eases the scoring burden on Nico and Jackson. And it makes the other team play harder on defense for 5 guys, not just 2.
Teams are both out there doing their warm-ups. We're about a minute from the start of the third quarter. Again, 33-29 here. Carmi White County up over Mount Vernon at the half. 43rd annual Carmi White County Invitational. Of course, we're the defending champions of this tournament. But only being down 4 when it was as high as 9 at certain points in that first half.
Yeah, we were.
Coach had to be a little bit satisfied with the ability for the Cats to claw back.
Yeah, we were. Truthfully, Carmi was on the verge of stretching it out, and we fortunately cut back into it. This is going to be tough. You know, it's only a 4-point deficit. We did win the second quarter, by the way. They won the first one 21-14. We won the second one 15-12. So you know, that's always a good sign. We are giving up some height. We need to continue crashing the boards. Didn't mention Jacob Swartz's name. He's not a big scorer anyway, but he gave us some real good defensive and rebounding minutes, and after getting thumped in the chest and getting a foul called on himself, he was really going after it on the offensive glass.
Carmine White County will have the ball to start the third. They'll be going left to right on your dial. 8 minutes on the clock. Buckle up. Third quarter here from the Carmine White County Invitational. As Holloman works it around, they go down low. They kick it around. That's an unforced error. It's over and back.
They're saying it got tipped. Didn't see it get tipped by anybody, but the one official was very clear in his signal.
And there's another opportunity there. 14, Driscoll.
Got our hands on a couple balls already. That's a good sign. And we are in a zone, by the way, folks.
Number 12, Gomat. Over to 5, Mitchell Edwards. Back over to Gomat. Gomat top the key, under pressure. Finds Edwards. Over to Holloman. 14, that's Driscoll. They're just working it around.
Yeah, they're not anxious to take a long shot.
Driscoll with the shot, gets it back. Second opportunity goes in.
Now, how did he end up on top of Nico? And Nico's going to wind up getting the foul?
Wow. Let's see who they're going to put it on. Yeah, that's his third with 7:09 to go in the third. So Landon Driscoll at the line to close out the three-point opportunity here to make it a 36-29 opportunity. And he gets it. So a 7-point lead here for Carmine White County, just like that, with over seven to go in the third quarter. Nico gives it to Clowers. Clowers drives in, spins, puts up a bank shot, gets it to go, 36-31 with 6:54 to go in the third.
That's how you get separation. He went right into the guy, put his weight into him, got the guy off balance, spun the opposite way, and then still stuck it off the glass.
Working around Carmine White County. They find Connor in the corner. Kicks it out to Holloman. Holloman to number 12, Gomat. Gomat down low to Edwards, who throws up a shot. Can't get the fall. That goes out of bounds off of Clowers.
Okay. And
well, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, was that Edwards that missed that shot?
Yeah. Okay. On the inbounds, they get it to number 11, Connor, who puts it up. Gets it to fall, 38-31 with 6:22 to go in the third. Ostetter's going to take it across, going right to left. Looks for some help from Clowers to Nico. Nico from the free throw line. Can't get the fall. He was fouled in the shot.
Yep, he sure was.
Ostetter for three, off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Driscoll. Driscoll's going to dribble up. Gets it to number 11. That's Connor, who drives in. Can't get the fall. Gets his rebound. He's fouled. I thought there was a foul. I heard a whistle.
Was it just out of bounds off of them, off the rebound?
Okay. Yeah. My fault. 38-31, a 7-point lead. Carmine White County. Mount Vernon with the ball. Mount Carmel's nowhere to be seen.
Our tip jar is going to be full. You're saying Mount Carmel. I'm saying Ralph Schickel. So
Nico drives in, gets a shot to fall. 38-33.
That was a beautiful left-handed hook. That nothing but net.
38-33. 5:22 to go. Carmine White County up as they go down low to Edwards. He can't get the fall. Gets his own rebound.
He got the ball. He did a little bunny hop. They're not going to call that. They're going to call a foul. Yeah, that's going to be Brady's third foul. And Edwards got the bucket. He's at the line.
Misses it. Nico gets a rebound. 40-33 the score. Hostetter. Dukowitz for three. He managed it.
He had his feet set before he even caught the ball. And he's three out of three from three-point range.
9 points for Dukowitz. 5-point lead here. 40-35. Carmine White County, they have the ball. They work it around to 14, Driscoll. And that's a rebound by Clowers. Clowers is going to take it up top the key. Dribbles into the paint. Over to Dukowicz for three. Oh, there's a scrum for it. That's a jump ball. And a possession arrow, I believe, is in Carmine White County.
Dukowicz's three-pointer was just crawling down the basket and popped back out. Looked beautiful, but possession arrow our direction. Nico's going to inbound.
They get it into Clowers. Clowers over to Hostetter, back to Dukowicz. Dukowicz over to Nico. Nico's going to reboot here as he pulls it back.
Oh, nice.
Spins. Throws up a hook shot. Can't get it to ball, but draws the foul.
You know, I think he was so quick. He had his drive on the right side, and he thought the guy was going to cut him off, but he was so quick he got past the guy. Then he spun back to the left and spun right into him, and that made it a tougher shot. But he didn't anticipate himself being so wide open.
Tom Driscoll, his second. Team's first. Nico misses it.
You're not going to see Nico miss his first three free throws in a game ever again, I would say. He's got a year and a half to go at Mount Vernon. I bet he never misses his first three again. He's just too good a free throw shooter.
Second opportunity. Misses that one.
How about four?
And Holloman takes it up with 4:18 to go in the third and a five-point Bulldog lead, 40-35. Working around the arc to number five, Edwards in the corner. To number 14, Driscoll. That's a three ball, no good by number two, Holloman. Hostetter on the fast break. That's going to be off Carmine White County out of bounds. It'll be Mount Vernon ball.
I'll say this. Both teams are really hustling, working hard. Carmine guy was on the floor that time going after the ball. So they're giving it all they got, too.
40-35 to score at United Fidelity Bank. Helping you save money is one of their top priorities. For information about their standout CDs and rates, contact one of their eight convenient Tri-State banking centers. United Fidelity Bank is proud to support local high school athletics. Bud's Hardware is the place for hardware, lumber, plumbing, paint, and tools. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon and let the staff take care of your needs at Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Alan Carmine took the time out there with a five-point lead, 3:58 to go in the third. Kind of walk me through the mindset there.
You know, some of these timeouts just really puzzle me because that one, I mean, Mount Vernon hasn't made a serious charge this quarter yet. We're down five. Ball's just out of bounds. Mount Vernon's going to inbound it on their own basket. I honestly have no idea unless he's wanting to change up defenses or something.
Are they having that much trouble with the zone?
No, not really. I'm sorry. I wish I could get some real good, insightful analysis, but I'm just puzzled because they're not stretching out the lead. They're not running away from it, but neither is Mount Vernon really putting the pressure on them. So at that point, if I'm Carmine, I'm safe sitting on that timeout.
Nico set the inbound. Gets it in to Schickel. Schickel back to Burnett.
Something's not quite right. We had two players in the same spot, and we still don't have good floor spacing.
Dukowicz over to Campbell, back to Nico. Nico at the free throw line. Looks for some help. Dribbles around from the free throw line. Throws up a shot. Can't get it to fall.
Now, how does Clowers end up on his back after setting a screen?
And there's not a call.
Yeah.
It's one of life's mysteries, Alan Buck.
Yeah, Nico didn't have room to operate because Clowers was laying on his back and Nico didn't want to trip over him.
That's a shot by number 11, Connor, no good. Rebounded by Dukowicz. Nico drives in, lays it up can't get it to fall. Rebounded by number 11, Connor. Connor's going to take it up. He thought about a three ball, pulls it down, finds number 14, Driscoll. Driscoll backs it up. We're under three to go in the third. It's a five-point Carmine White County lead, 40-35.
You know, this game, there was a lot of action on both ends of the floor. Nobody scored. It was, that's two.
No good. Gets his own rebound. That's number 11, Connor. Second opportunity goes through. 42-35, seven-point lead for Carmine White County. Clowers has the ball now, top the key. Dribbles into the paint. Lays it up. Can't get it to fall. Holloman with the rebound. Finds 14, Driscoll.
I think Jackson was surprised how wide open he was once he split the two defenders.
We've got to have somebody following those shots.
Yep.
That's a lost opportunity there where we could have had an easy rebound. As they work it around, they throw it away. Now Carmel White County does, so it'll be Mount Vernon ball with 2:07 to go. Schwartz is going to check in for Chickle.
Good job. What is there, 2 minutes left in the third, and Schickel's got three fouls, so get him out and get Schwartz in. Schwartz gives us good defense and rebounding anyway. And we want Schickel going hard the fourth quarter.
Nico, left wing.
Oh, that's it going. In.
Tries to get it to Campbell. Can't get it. Number 12, Gomez ends up with it. Bowers steals it. And it goes off of Carmine White County player out of bounds. It'll be Mount Vernon ball with a minute 44, down by 7, 42-35.
Gomez made a heck of a play down here, reading the pass that Nico threw and jumping the lane and stealing it. But at the other end, Clowers did the exact same thing and came up with it.
Clowers dribbles in, looks for help from Dukowicz. Over to Nico. Nico at the free throw line, throws up a shot off balance, can't get it to fall. That's off a Carmine White County player that kind of walked up the sideline there, minute 22 to go. That was number 14, Driscoll.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, Nico's having trouble jumping because there's a body hanging on him.
They work it in to number 11, Connor. Can't get it to fall.
Nice defense, Flowers.
Nico, top the key. Looks for some help. Schwartz has it. Over to Clowers. He'll take a three.
Oh,
off the mark, no good.
Yeah. Schwartz got the rebound, but he wasn't able to save it into his teammate.
Number 14, Driscoll on the fast break. Gets it for three. Off the mark. Driscoll with the rebound. And they're going to call that one on Nico.
Well, that's going to be four on Nico. Who missed their three?
Number five,
okay.
Mitchell Edwards.
And that was Driscoll on that rebound. Driscoll's at the line.
Hits the first one, makes it 43-36.
Yeah, Nico comes out for this last 38 seconds. I thought Coach might leave him in for the offensive possession, but he's taking him out.
They get the rebound on the missed foul. And there's another one. That's going to send Edwards to the line.
Yeah, Driscoll missed that second free throw, but Edwards did a good job getting that rebound.
That's the second on
Clower's second. Since he got that charge or that block call early in the first quarter, he hadn't committed another foul.
Edwards hits the first one, makes it 44-36. So we await the second opportunity here with 35 seconds to go in the third. Edwards can't get it to fall. Schwartz gets the rebound. They call it jump ball.
It's real hard to come from behind a guy around and get a hold of the ball and not commit a foul there. But he did. Mount Carmel's ball.
Carmel White County's ball.
It's Carmel's, yeah, sorry.
Connor with the two ball. 46-36, 10-point lead for Carmel White County. Hostetter's going to take it up.
So you're the one that brought up Mount Carmel. Now you put it in my head.
Clown
hit it.
Schwartz for three. Off the mark, no good. It remained Mount Vernon ball because it goes off a Carmel White County player. I believe that was number two, Holman.
Mm-hmm. Nico and okay. For this Schickel. Last offensive possession, we are putting Nico and Schickel in. And each of them has four. No, Brady's only got three. Nico's got four.
Nico into Schickel. Back to Nico. Eight on the clock. Hostetter, top the key. Dribbles in. Nico from way downtown with 2 seconds. Off the mark, no good. So at the end of three, it'll be Carmel White County 46, Mount Vernon 36. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMDI.
Are you looking for a new job? One close to home? one with great benefits, one where you can contribute to the team, one where your boss understands the importance of a work-life balance, then you need to check out Infinity Molding and Assembly in Mount Vernon. Since 1982, Infinity Molding and Assembly has produced products for world-class customers in the automotive, industrial, and medical fields. Things you touch every day. Whether you're looking for a place to use your skill set or a place to learn new skills, Infinity Molding and Assembly is the place you have been looking for. Some of the benefits include excellent medical and dental insurance, a flexible spending account, a wellness plan with a nurse and fitness specialist available on site, a 401k plan which you are fully vested upon enrollment at 6 months of employment, generous time off to include up to 3 weeks in your first year of employment, plus paid holidays. Fun company-wide events including cookouts, a luau, a holiday party, and other activities, and even a paid tuition program. If you want to take your career to the next level, contact Infinity Molding and Assembly online at infinity-mai.com or call 812-831-5114. Infinity Molding and Assembly. Join the family today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside Meow and Buck. Start of the fourth quarter here in the 43rd annual Carmi White County Invitational for the host Bulldogs. Enjoy a 10-point lead over your Mount Vernon Wildcats. Dukewitz over to Campbell. Goes off a Carmi White County point.
It got deflected by Holloman, and then they're going to say Campbell touched it on the way out of bounds. I'm not sure he didn't, just the way it got deflected. And Campbell really didn't. Well, he doesn't make an expression anyway, so he can't, there's no telling about that.
Carmi White County now just about 7.5 away from a victory here with a 10-point lead. They're going to ask for some more as that's number 12, Gomad, in. Can't get it to fall. Blocked by Schickel. Number 5, Edwards ends up with it, and he's going to reboot here to Holloman. They're content to run this clock.
As well they should. I'm still not seeing how somebody goes up over the top of Nico to get a rebound.
And it not be a foul.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page here. 7:05 to go, clock running in the game. 10-point Carmi White County lead. Bulldogs with the ball, 46-36.
Nice defense, Hostetter. Good feet.
Holloman over to Edwards. Back to Connor.
Yeah, they're very content to just work the ball around. They'll try and make a back cut. Nice job. Hostetter had the guy pressured against the baseline. He finally just threw it off of Nash's feet to get it out of bounds because he was trapped and there was no help coming.
Carmi White County works it over to Gomat. Gomat drives in the paint, looks for help from Holloman. Can't get the shot to fall.
There was that back cut I was talking about, and I don't know how. I mean, that's a little point blank shot, and he missed it. Nico on the rebound, the foul on
Driscoll. It's his third, team second. 6:28 to go in the ball game. Nico's going to take it across, going right to left. Get some help from Flowers. Over to Campbell. Flowers. Drives into the paint. Gets it to Hostetter for three. He nails it. Coach is going to take a quick timeout. 46-39 with 6:08 to go. We're going to keep it here and let you know. The Mount Vernon M Club has been providing support for over 40 years to the necessities of success for Mount Vernon student-athletes. You can donate to the M Club by contacting President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153 today. Also, the Half Moon Saloon is Mount Vernon's place for great food all day long. Check out their Facebook page for daily lunch specials. Or stop by 231 West 2nd Street in Mount Vernon and fill up at the Half Moon Saloon. That's for the Alan Buck special. 6:08 to go.
I just love the name of the place, Half Moon Saloon. That's just a cool name for a saloon.
46-39. It's a 7-point lead.
We got a three-quarter court 2-2-1 or 2-1-2 zone press now.
And the ball stolen by Clowers.
Just hit the button.
Clowers over to Hostetter. Back to Clowers. Clowers drives in the paint, spins, puts it up.
Beautifully done. He just couldn't quite get it to fall. we came out with a lot of energy on the defensive end to make the steal, and then on the offensive end. And that's Gavin Holloman's first foul.
Bowers hits the first one, makes it a six-point game, 46-40. 5:53 on the clock, second opportunity pending. Hits that one, too. Cuts it to a five-point lead, 46-41. Nico's going to check back in here for the Mount Vernon Wildcats.
No, he's checked out. Nico came out.
Okay.
Yeah. We got Jack Campbell and Jacob Schwartz are on the floor. Dukowitz and Nico are out.
Driscoll being guarded by Clowers. They find number five, two, Holloman. Back to Driscoll.
I didn't see a clock. I'm not sure. It was long. I don't know that it was 10, though. But
it was close. But I give him the benefit of the doubt.
Now,
that's a foul. Who do you call on down there?
I think he called on Jackson from behind. Jackson blocked the shot from behind. Schickel walled him off from the front.
Actually, Bryce Connor.
And they called the foul on Flowers. The announcer here said it was on Schickel, but it was not.
Nico's going to check back in here, 47-41, second opportunity pending for Connor.
Okay, this is that offensive for defensive substitutions that Coach makes.
Hits them both, 48-41, back up to a seven-point lead with 5:33 to go in the ballgame.
Yeah, Nico's going to give you a lot better offense. You don't want to risk him getting his fifth foul, so Jacob Schwartz goes in to play defense, and Schwartz is very good at defense.
Flowers, left wing, dribbles into the paint. Can't get it to fall. Connor with the rebound.
That was a real good effort by Clowers. Just left a little short.
Holloman being guarded by Clowers. Gives it over to 12. Gomat. Gomat being guarded by Hostetter. They got a missed shot there. Clowers on the fast break to Campbell. Campbell slows it down to Schickel. Schickel to Hostetter. Hostetter to Clowers. He puts it up for two. The coach takes a timeout, 48-43. Yeah. Clowers for two with 4:46 to go. And I'm going to tell you, the Posey County Co-op has been supporting the communities in Posey County since 1927. Stop by their new Posey County workwear and check out the best selection of safety toe boots, flame-resistant clothing, and high-visibility clothing today. Also, Shepherd Services is a name you can trust in Posey County for all of your contracting needs. They do it all 24-7, 365, unless it's a leap year, which it would be 366. Shepherd Services, call them today at 812-838-5604. Is this a leap year?
No, it is not. Leap years are divisible by four, so next year will be a leap year.
I figured you would be the one in the know on leap years.
Yeah, the rebounding is where we're getting hurt here. Mitchell Edwards has 9. Bryce Connor has 7. Landon Driscoll has 5. We've got Nico and Jackson with 6 each, and nobody else with more than 2. So, they're decidedly better on the boards.
Still 4:46 to go. It's a 5-point advantage still attainable here for Mount Vernon to get back in this game.
And now we've got a heavy press on. We've got 4 guys guarding the 3 that are looking to get okay. Jackson don't. Oh my! Jackson
Clowers
just stole it. Stolen by Clowers. Okay. Now once again, Schickel and Nico back in for Dukowitz and Schwartz. So we've got our best offensive players out there on the floor right now.
Nico on the inbounds gets it to Campbell. Campbell, Hostetter. Back over to Clowers. Clowers top the key. Finds Nico at the free throw line. Up to Schickel. Schickel stops. Looks for some help. 4:36 to go. Hostetter. 5-point lead here for Carmine White County. 48-43. Nico on the left wing. Dribbles in along the baseline. Banks it up for two and gets the basket.
And he took the baseline, and the guy was on him pretty well. And Nico just jumped up and into him. Put it off the glass, gave himself a good angle off the glass, and drew the foul.
Matt Spieth can get the three-point play the old-fashioned way here.
Was that foul on Connor, I believe? They haven't put it up yet.
I couldn't tell. They didn't put it up. I didn't hear them call it.
I think it was 11, Connor. And that's his first.
Nico knows the three ball.
Nico is 1 for 5 on his free throws as he just hit that. Okay, Swartz and Dukowicz back on the floor. Nico and Schickel sit down. It's a shame not having Schickel on defense, but we can't risk him getting that extra foul. And that is, was that a 5 count or a timeout?
Timeout.
Timeout for Carmine.
Forced him to a timeout, 48-46.
And it is a full timeout.
Shepherd Services, we talked about that, but since 1982, Infinity Molding has been producing products for world-class customers in the automotive, industrial, and medical fields right here in Mount Vernon. Infinity Molding is proud to be a family-based business and proud supporter of Mount Vernon Athletics. I want to thank all our sponsors tonight. United Fidelity Bank, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, the Half Moon Saloon, the Posey County Co-op, Shepherd Services, and Infinity Molding to help make this game possible from the 43rd Annual Carmine White County Invitational. We're here live at McDougal Evers Gymnasium in Carmine.
We're on a 10-2 run this quarter. We came in the quarter down 10, and we are now down 2. They have scored 2 points this quarter, and we've scored 10.
48-46, 4:14 to go. Buckle up. There's a lot of basketball still to be played in this Carmine White County Invitational. Game number 2 for the Wildcats against the host Bulldogs. And I tell you, they've got that 4-person press. So it's 4-on-3.
Yeah, we're not guarding the inbounder, but they have 3 guys down here, and we've got 4 of them trying to keep them from getting it in.
They get it into number 12. Gomat. Gomat to Driscoll. Driscoll breaks through, crosses the timeline, being guarded by Flowers. They work it over to number 5, Edwards. They go in the corner, down low. Can't get the shot to fall. Well, who'd they call that on, Alan Buck?
Somebody in a burgundy shirt.
35, that's Schwartz. That's his second.
Okay. Well, we'll take it off of Schwartz. I was afraid it was going to be on Clowers, but, yeah, they're going after the offensive glass pretty hard.
They get it into Gomat. Gomat's shot's no good. Rebounded by number 11.
Wow, that's a charge. Mm-hmm. Bryce Connor just lowered the shoulder and drilled, I think, was it Clowers? Schwartz. Okay. Yeah, that's twice tonight. Schwartz has gotten a shoulder in the sternum, and he picks up the foul both times, and it was.
Connor hits the first one, makes it a 3-point advantage here. 3:49 on the clock, 49-46. Okay. Nico and Schickel check back in. It's number 11, Bryce Connor, the 6'4 senior. Can't get the.
Oh, come
that
on.
Not a foul.
It's a jump ball, but it is Mitchell Edwards just went over the back and just rode somebody. Was that Schwartz that had his hands on it?
He just
rode him down and jump ball possession, Carmine.
Wow. You know, I'm just going to leave it there, Alan Butch. Consistency.
Yeah.
They work it around to number 12, Gomat. Gomat drives in. Work it over to 14 for a three ball off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Connor. Connor fights through. 3.5 to go. It's a 3-point lead for Carmine White County. They have the ball, 49-46.
Flowers. That should have been a foul on the Carmine player on Driscoll for bodying up on Flowers, keeping him from getting to the ball, but the ball was knocked off of Driscoll after Flowers knocked it loose. But if Flowers gets to it, he's got a breakaway layup.
Nico takes it across, top the key, gets it over to Schickel. Schickel drives in, looks for help from Flowers. Over to Dukowicz. Nico. Flowers in the right wing. Dribbles down along the baseline. Throws up a shot.
Tough shot.
The ball. Rebounded by number 2, that's
Holman.
Holman being guarded by Jack Campbell.
Campbell's good footwork tonight. Real good.
Yeah, getting good minutes out of him. Go down low. That's number 11, Connor. Banks it in for a five-point lead. 51-46 with 2:38 to go in the ball game. Two-possession lead for Carmine White County. This is imperative that we come away with points right here, Alan Buck.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be a three. Just needs to stay within one score.
Cross court, Campbell. Campbell over to Clowers. Clowers top. He'll go for three. Off the mark, no good.
Holloman once again on the rebound.
Holloman's going to take it up around Jack Campbell. 2:12 to go. Five-point Carmine White County lead, 51-46.
I like that shot, though, from Jackson. We were talking about you don't need a three, but he had the three presented itself.
It's a missed basket. Rebound by Flowers. Flowers gets it to Nico. Nico in the corner for Dukowitz for three, and he nails it. Cuts it to a two-point lead with a minute 50 to go, and they're going to take a timeout. We're going to keep it here, Alan Buck, and remind you, at United Fidelity Bank, helping you save money is one of their top priorities. For more information about their standout CDs and rates, contact one of their eight convenient tri-state banking centers. United Fidelity Bank is proud to support local high school athletics. They're also the host site for the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show, heard weekly here on Monday nights at 6 o'clock, except for this week because of Dr. King's Day and then the tournament on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
But Alan Buck, Coach Newcomb, and you, the listeners here at 106.7 FM WMBI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Minute 50, Allen, two-point lead for Carmine White County. They'll have possession coming out of the call.
Yeah, the main thing is our press is, you know, we've gotten a couple of good stops. We haven't stolen the ball in a while, but it's hurried them up. And we talk about that when you're in, you know, when you're in a rhythm, you're much more effective. And with Mount Vernon putting the press on, it is causing Carmine to hurry. They've had a couple really good looks at the basket, and they've hurried their shots because they're just starting 84 feet away. They get going too fast for the pace they're comfortable with.
Now we're going away from here. We're guarding the inbounder.
Yeah, we're straight up man to man right now, and Brady Schickel and Nico are both in the game. Nico with four, Brady with three.
Carmine White County works it around.
Yeah, they're not anxious to shoot unless, again, once if they get a back cut or something like that. But they don't. They're only up two, so they can't. I don't think they'll freeze it.
Holloman being guarded by Nico. Minute 25 to go. 2-point lead for the Carmine White County Bulldogs. Broke it over to number 11, Connor. 1:15 to go. Connor, being guarded by Clowers. Over to two, Holloman.
Yeah, Nico's got four. Their coach called a timeout. He didn't like what he saw. Apparently, too much pass and stand in my vernacular.
So minute 7 to go, 51-49. Carmine White County with the lead, and they'll have the ball coming out of the break here, Alan. If you're Coach Newcomb, what are you telling the troops down there in the huddle?
Well, we're going to have to take advantage of their spacing. If the ball handler gets close to one of a teammate, like trying to go around a screen or something, we might jump the ball handler, double team him. Somebody needs to then react and come over to the man who is left, and then somebody rotates in front of that next guy so that the only guy open is the furthest one away on the floor. It takes a couple of really quick cover-ups. You cover up the nearest guy and you leave the farthest one open, but we can't let him get a back door cut down to a block for an easy bucket.
They get it in to Driscoll. Driscoll finds number 11, Connor. Connor being guarded by Clowers.
That's a good call. Clowers was on him and was putting a little body contact, and they called it on the floor instead of on the shot because he fouled him out about the elbow.
The fourth on Clowers.
Yeah, our foul situation. Well, Jacob Schwartz is catching up. He got three, but there are four on Nico, four on Clowers now, and three on Brady.
First shot, he makes it. It's a three-point game. 52-49 with 58.1. Number 11, Bryce Connor.
Tell you, he's just a good ball player, Connor is.
Second one makes it 54-49. To 53-49.
Yeah, four-point game. It's two-score.
Nico gets it over to Hostetter. Hostetter.
Go get the ball, Nico. He dragged his toe. Yep. He did. He stopped, and he stopped when he took his front foot pretty far away, so he was off balance, and he dragged his back toe. That's unfortunate. It happens.
And is that?
And that's a breakaway by number 5, Edwards.
Oh no. Hostetter caught him, but he didn't catch him until he was going into his shot, and so it's going to be a 3-point opportunity. He was trying to catch him and foul him on the floor, and he just couldn't get there. And that was it is on Hostetter, and it's his first.
A technical foul called.
For what? Or was it an intentional foul?
No, he teed it. I didn't see what he called it on.
Oh, well, okay, they're showing number 5 got a tee, which the only 5 is theirs. So if he got the tee, then he's going to go shoot the free throw, and then we're going to get a free throw or two. I'm not sure
As we sort this out, ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to lip read from up here.
Yeah, they've got a – well, now they took – well, that's – and he missed.
It, so it's 55-49, 43.6.
And now okay. And Nico's not in the game. He's our normal technical foul shooter. That was what the call was. It was on Mitchell Edwards. He must have said something when he made the shot, kind of woofed in somebody's face or something. I don't know. Don't want to say anything bad about the kid, but it wasn't. And it is his first personal of the game.
Duke Woods here with the technical, and he misses it. 55-49, 43.6 to go.
Back him up to the top of the key. He's 4-for-5 from three-point range.
Second one's away. Nails that one. Makes it a 5-point game. It'll be Mount Vernon ball after the technical here. Now, keep in mind, you don't have to go for the three.
Yeah, we're 5 points down. We can get two. I'd like three the old-fashioned way. You get Jackson or Nico driving. And
Hostetter, Nico, fadeaway three. Off the mark, no good. Went out of bounds off a Carmine White County player. 36.1 to go, 55-50. Wildcat ball, Nico Burnett set to inbounds.
36.1 left. We're down 5.
Boy. Gets it into Clowers.
Go, Jackson.
Clowers.
That's it.
Drives. No foul there.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, Clowers is hurt.
He went down hard. There was some nice little body contact, and the player flopped. And I don't know what the rebound is in high school about flopping, but he sure did, and Jackson paid the price for it.
Wow.
Now we have and the referee's once again discussing the pizza order with Coach Newcomb. That's second foul on Nash Hostetter.
25.2 to go. Number 11, Connor at the line. Hits it. Makes it a 6-point game here, 56-50. Leads all scores with 23 points. Second opportunity. Makes that one, too. 58-50. Clowers for three. Off the mark, no good. Chickle with the foul.
That'll be Schickel's fourth. And I put that as Bryce Connor's 10th rebound, so he's got a double-double tonight.
Yeah. So did they call a technical, or are they a timeout? Or?
Well, they pretty much lost control of the game. I'm not sure what they called.
It's a fifth on Schickel.
Oh, well, maybe they did give him a technical because it was his fourth. The personal was his fourth. But the other number 11, Connor, threw an elbow. He objected to how hard Schickel fouled him, and they apparently then called a technical on Brady, so that's his fifth.
60-50.
And now Connor's putting in four free throws.
61-50, 14 seconds, hits them all, 62-50, up to a 12-point lead.
So we're going to finish the game with Campbell Hostetter, Nico Jackson, and Dukowicz.
14, Driscoll on the inbounds, gets it to Holloman.
I think they're just going to dribble out the time. I said Jackson. That's wrong. It's Schwartz out there.
That's going to be a final. 62-50. Carmine White County over Mount Vernon. We're going to take a three-minute timeout and be back with the postgame show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Half Moon Saloon in Mount Vernon is the place for great food all day long. Half Moon Saloon takes care of you with daily plate lunch specials, including fried chicken every Wednesday and catfish every Friday. Try the 7 or 14-inch delicious pizzas or the ribeyes and fillets after 4 p.m. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until midnight and Saturday from 10 until 1 a.m. Check out Half Moon Saloon, 231 West 2nd Street in Mount Vernon, or order over the phone, 812-643-0518.
For over 40 years, DiMaggio's has been serving the best traditional Italian cuisine, and since 2007, it has been a staple right here in Mount Vernon. Start your DiMaggio's experience with breadsticks, garlic bread, or the always popular chicken wings. Looking to eat healthy? Try one of the many salad options. And nobody has more options for pasta than DiMaggio's. DiMaggio's also has great sandwiches and calzones. And then there's what started it all. The massive selection of pizzas from 7 inches all the way to the extra, extra large 18 inch. Keep an eye on their Facebook page for the pop-up pizza of the month. You can see the menu online at orderdimaggios.com and order by calling 812-838-9850. DiMaggio's Pizza, 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Shepherd Services is a name that you can trust for all of your contracting. Whether you need a quick repair or want to remodel, Shepherd Services has you covered. All the technicians at Shepherd Services bring years of experience to every job. From commercial and residential HVAC to electrical and building upgrades and maintenance, the professionals at Shepherd Services will get the job done, and satisfaction is guaranteed on every project. Visit Shepherd Services online at shepherdservices.com or call 812-838-5604.
Are you looking for a new job? One close to home? One with great benefits? One where you can contribute to the team? One where your boss understands the importance of a work-life balance? Then you need to check out Infinity Molding and Assembly in Mount Vernon. Since 1982, Infinity Molding and Assembly has produced products for world-class customers in the automotive, industrial, and medical fields, things that you touch every day. Whether you're looking for a place to use your skill set or a place to learn new skills, Infinity Molding and Assembly is the place that you've been looking for. Some of the benefits include excellent medical and dental insurance, a flexible spending account, a wellness plan with a nurse and fitness specialist available on site, a 401k plan which you are fully vested upon enrollment at 6 months of employment, generous time off to include up to 3 weeks in your first year of employment, plus paid holidays, fun company-wide events including cookouts, a luau, a holiday party, and other activities, and even a paid tuition program. If you want to take your career to the next level, contact Infinity Molding and Assembly online at infinity-mai.com or call 812-831-5114. Infinity Molding and Assembly. Join the family today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. A final time here from the Carmine White County Invitational. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, with the Mount Vernon Wildcats fall to Carmine White County. Alan, you got the scoring over there in the final.
Yes, we do. 62-50 was the final. It stretched out at the end. It was a one-possession game, and did stretch out with the free throws. There was a technical foul that we're still puzzled about, but regardless, Gavin Holloman had 9 points. He was 3-for-4 from two-point range, 1-for-3 from three. I had him with 5 rebounds as well, and he was the point guard, so he ran the club, had a really good game. Mitchell Edwards, 3-for-8 on twos, 0-for-5 from three, 2-for-6 on free throws for 8 points, and I had him with 9 rebounds. Bryce Connor was the big numbers tonight for Carmine, with 8-for-12 from the floor and two-pointers, 1-for-1 from three, and 11-for-12 on his free throws, 30 points and 10 rebounds. Tyler Gomat, 2-for-6, pardon me, on two-pointers, 1-for-1 on three-pointers, missed his only free throw attempt for 7 points. Landon Driscoll, 2-for-4 on twos, 0-for-3 from three, and 2-for-3 on his free throws for 6 points. And Trey Dixon was 1-for-2 on free throws for a point. For your Mount Vernon Wildcats, we placed 3 people in double figures again tonight. Nico Burnett, 4-for-11 on two-pointers, 2-for-8 from three, and 1-for-5 from the free throw line for 15 points, had him for 6 rebounds. Brady Schickel missed his only attempt of the night. Logan Dutkiewicz, 4-for-5 from three-point range, 1-for-2 on free throws for 13 points. Nash Hostetter, 2-for-2 on twos, 1-for-3 on three-pointers for 7 points. Jackson Clowers, 5-for-13 on twos, 0-for-4 from three, 2-for-2 on free throws, 12 points, had him for 7 rebounds. Jack Campbell, 1-for-2 on three-pointers for 3 points. And Jacob Swartz missed his only shot of the game. Mount Vernon just never really looked comfortable in this game tonight. There were stretches like the first few minutes of the third quarter. We outscored them 8-2 to cut the lead down to 4 points,
No, 10-2 is what the run was. We cut it to 2. But other than that, we really couldn't get comfortable. So we're going to come out tomorrow night. We've got the early game tomorrow night at 5:30.
Yes, sir.
And that is against
Harrisburg.
Harrisburg. So this team, you know, you're Mount Vernon athletes. They're going to strap it up and come out giving it everything they've got again tomorrow night. And it'll be 0-0 at the start of the game. Nobody will have any fouls, and we'll see where we go from there.
Hopefully it'll be 5-on-5 tomorrow night instead of 5-versus-8.
Yeah, that was there were just some extremely questionable things. But anyway, we will look forward to it tomorrow night, and I'm going to turn it back to Chris and say good night to all good sports.
Brown Buck sitting next to me and Dave Hurdle back at the station. I'm Chris Cook, thanking you for listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Athletics on 106.7 WMVI. The Wildcats is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Mount Vernon M Club, Bud's Hardware, Half Moon Saloon, the Posey County Co-op, DiMaggio's Pizza, Shepherd Services, and Infinity Molding. Join us next time for more Mount Vernon Wildcat Athletics on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.